Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, before Holly gets to hers, I just have to tell you that I am nervous because tomorrow is my CrossFit competition.
You are gonna just be amazing. Yes, you are.
Holly, I love the vote of confidence. Yesterday,
you're gonna kill it.
Yesterday was my final sort of full out practice, and I did it by myself, not with my teammates.
Okay.
Just because I wanted to just push myself really hard.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm a little afraid about, I was focusing on the running because there's one event where we have to run.
Right.
That I've been really stressed out about. And as I was running by myself and I had on my headphones and I was listening to J-Lo.
Okay.
And there's this one J-Lo song that gets me going when I'm running. One of my family jewels said, and because I wear little shorts when I'm working out, so you can like squat and do all this stuff.
No!
I've never had that happen.
You better get tighter pants.
So I will tell you Monday morning if anything popped out.
That's gross.
Okay.
And I have a visual now that I don't want.
You're welcome.
Dear blog, got an email yesterday. I've really got to try to get through this because it's a little long. Here's the thing. I got this email yesterday, and at first it happened while I was checking my personal email. And then I saw that it had been sent several times to like the wrong email address. And then I looked and I saw that I got it in my work email. Eh. Here's the email.
Okay, Holly.
Holly. Well, listen. You know I read things in a bad way.
Yeah, let me tell you. Hold on real quick. Holly reads emails in the most negative tone from anybody. If it's from me, from our boss, from corporate, Holly always reads it in a, Holly.
I always think you're yelling at me.
Not like, oh, hey, Holly.
Nope, I never assume that it's nice.
All right, so read it in the tone that you think he was typing it.
Holly. My coworker Mike and others at my work listen to your show every morning. They love it. And at this point, I finally was like, oh, okay.
Nice.
But I don't.
Oh.
Too much silly talk and top 40 music for me. I prefer less silly talk and old school music. While they had you on this morning, I mentioned some old school bands that you can't play due to the station format. Blah, blah. The one old school band I mentioned, Mike swears you play. Don't know why. Blah, blah. Anyway, I hear your show every morning at work and never heard this band on there. We got into a bet. I have been dared to take this bet and send the request. Game on. Below is the bet. And it's something about playing a song that we don't actually play in the morning because that's how radio works. And then I'm not even going to get into the bet because it's so long. It's like, we're going to do this and he's got to do this and I'm going to do this. And then he ended with, I have stumped the top 40 DJ. Cheers.
So he's thinking he stumped you by challenging you to play a song that we wouldn't normally play anyway.
Right.
Okay. So what was your response to him? Oh, Lord, because I'm so nervous.
I opened up a message and I started typing quickly. So this is just what popped out of my fingers just right away. I said, Jay, for someone who couldn't get my name right the first couple of times you tried to send this email,
Holly!
Send it to my personal email address, and then proceeded to insult me and my career, you're asking an awful lot of me. Who do you think you are? Is it your normal practice to send insulting emails to strangers? I will not acknowledge this asinine bet you've created.
Oh my God.
I will do is give your friend Mike, who actually enjoys our show, and your other non-rude coworkers, a catered lunch for being loyal fans of the show. Please thank him and your coworkers for listening. Please have him contact me at holly@hot1015tampabay.com about his lunch. Thank you, Mike. Don't come for me in my personal email, Jay.
Okay.
Now, silly talk.
Wow.
Do I come to your place of work and insult what you do?
Okay. All right, Holly. Now, not everyone's going to like our show and what we do, but our job is to help try to convert them to listeners, which in tune keeps us having a job and employed. So, Holly, can we take the high road here and maybe tone down some of the beginning of the email when you use the word asinine and, you got my name wrong and just say something more positive and upbeat, and let's offer a catered lunch. I'm sure if we worked with Pollo Tropical,
yes,
we work with them a lot. Maybe we can.
I was actually going to just shoot that off and then ask questions later. because I wasn't sure where we'd get the lunch from. But I was sure somebody would get a lunch.
You know what?
I'll pay for the lunch if I have to.
You know what?
Okay, I can do it again.
No, you know what? Just send it. You know what? Just send it. Let's see what happens. Whatever. It's Friday. I'm feeling crazy. Go ahead and send the email. Just say that we'll... Just say Pollo Tropical. I'm sure they'll be willing to do it. And then let's just see what happens.
So we're going to... I'll just pay for the Pollo Tropical.
Okay. Why don't you take a screenshot of that email that you sent and just take out the names that you're going to send?
Okay.
And then we'll post it on Facebook and see if you think Holly should send that email like
it is. Too late because I'm going to send it. Or should I not send it?
Let's see what everyone says on Facebook and then we'll check back on Monday to see what happened.
Okay, so don't send it yet?
Don't.
Maybe what I should do is now that I got my anger out on the air,
right?
I'll take out the whole first part and be like, hey, I'm not going to agree to any of this bet terms, but I'd like to provide lunch for your friend Mike and the other coworkers.
You know what? I changed my mind. Just send it as is. Just
Why?
Send it as Just send it. Just send it.
All right, fine.
Just send it. Just send it. But we'll just post what you're sending on Facebook, okay?
Fine.
All right, Facebook.com/Hot1015.
Oh, my gosh. Where am I?
All right, Holly.
Yes.
It is 6:48. What is hot in Hollywood?
Chloe had the baby, y'all.
Oh.
But was old cheating Tristan Thompson allowed in the delivery room with the Kardashian clan?
Oh, my.
Find out at 7 o'clock with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. Join the conversation with Miguel and Holly at 877-999-1015. Hot 101.5.